Now carry out the purpose I confide, so that you'll win great honor for me, and glory among Danaans. Then they'll send me back my lovely girl with bright new gifts as well. Once you expel the enemy from the ships, rejoin me here. If Hera's lord, the Lord of Thunder, grants you the day's honor, covet no further combat far from me with Trojan soldiers. That way you deny me recompense of honor. You must not, for joy of battle, joy of killing Trojans, carry the fight to Ilion. Some power out of Olympus, one of the immortal gods, might intervene for them. The Lord Apollo loves the Trojans. Turn back, then, as soon as you restore the safety of the ships, and let the rest contend out on the plain. Ah, Father Zeus, Athena, and Apollo, if not one Trojan of them all should get away from death, and not one Argive save ourselves were spared, we too alone could pull down Troy's old coronet of towers. These were the speeches they exchanged. Now Ajax could no longer hold. He was dislodged by spear throws, beaten by the mind of Zeus and Trojan shots. His shining helm rang out around his temples dangerously with hits as his helm plates were struck and struck again. He felt his shoulder galled on the left side, hugging the glittering shield, and yet they could not shake it, putting all their weight in throws. In painful gasps, his breath came. Sweat ran down in rivers off his body everywhere. No rest for him, but trouble upon trouble. Now tell me, Muses, dwellers on Olympus, how fire first fell on the Achaean ships. Hector moved in to slash with his long blade at Ajax's ashwood shaft, and near the spearhead lopped it off. Then Telamonian Ajax wielded a pointless shaft, while far away the flying bronze head rang upon the ground, and Ajax shivered, knowing in his heart the work of gods. How Zeus, the Lord of Thunder, cut off his warcraft in that fight, and willed victory to the Trojans. He gave way before their missiles as they rushed in, throwing untiring fire into the ship. It caught at once, a gush with flame, and fire lapped about the stern. Achilles smote his thighs and said to Patroclus, "Now go into action, prince and horseman. I see roaring fire burst at the ships. Action, or they'll destroy them, leaving no means of getting home. Be quick, strap on my gear while I alert the troops."